Some more good news around this fight against MIQ. The ritualist Murray Bolton won his own court case over the systems, funded another successful MIQ exemption bid. It's cleared the way for the Kiwi stunt coordinator Tim Wong to fly to Sydney for rehearsals for the Mad Max production. So is this another precedent? Tim Wong's with us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So you owe Murray Bolton one, eh?
Yeah, seems like it. Yeah, no, I thanked him. I sent him a nice little email to say thank you very much for the opportunity and for doing that for me.
What did he actually do? Did he pay for it, or was what he did in court, in other words, the result, is that what hurt you? What helped you?
Well, I think it was a bit of both, actually. Obviously, once I read the case on the Herald that he had successfully, lobbied to better self-isolate at home, I got in contact with Jackie Lethbridge, his lawyers, and submitted my case because I think on the news article it said something about he'd be willing to help other people in the same situation as himself. So I jumped on board that, and then emailed Jackie, and I think within a couple of hours, something like that, I got a reply saying Murray would be willing to help me.
Brilliant. Is it a shame you had to go to court?
Oh, it's a real shame. Yeah, look.
Because the precedent should be, if you can show that you're safe self-isolating at home, that should be the beginning, the middle, and the end of it, shouldn't it?
Entirely. No, entirely. Because, that little self-isolation pilot program I had, it didn't apply to me because it was only for people that was doing it out of Auckland, Wellington, or Christchurch.
Yeah.
So I had no other way.
So you want to go over for a couple of weeks rehearsal, so you're in the film business, then come back and self-isolate at Papamoa. Does your case now set another precedent that will allow pretty much anyone who can prove they can self-isolate to do it from anywhere in the country, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so, because there's probably, there's a ton of people in the same situation as me who just want to get back to work, but be able to choose when they come home. If they meet all that criteria and tick all the boxes, I don't understand why they shouldn't have that opportunity.
None of us understand it. Were MB difficult to deal with at all, do you know?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. They certainly, made us jump through a few hoops. I think the biggest thing was that you didn't actually know who you were dealing with every time we come back with an email requesting
information.
Isn't
that interesting? I know a person who's involved in this at the moment, and I think it's deliberate. Every time they write to you, they don't stick a name on the letter. So half the lawyer's time is chasing who wrote the letter, and no one goes, it was me. And so they're doing that deliberately to make your life miserable, I think, aren't they?
Well, it's all, I think you don't know who's accountable.
Yeah. So you're off and you got some work. So all's well that ends well for now anyway.
Yeah, correct. So I'll better, hopefully maintain my position on the film and then go back to actually rehearsing and filming it.
All right. Well, we wish you the best. Tim Wong, stuntman, who was helped by Murray Bolton. It never needed to be this way, did it? I mean, is there anybody who can mount a reasonable case that says MIQ is still a sensible way to run things? The cost of it, the resource of it in terms of the army, the military, as far as the police are concerned, the millions of dollars, all the double-vaxxed, negative-tested people arriving in the country sitting in a hotel room for 7 days. What a waste of time and a waste of money. It'll be probably, along with the vaccine or lack of vaccine rollout, be seen in the fullness of time as the biggest cock-up of all the cock-ups of this year.